And rationalism is the dance they make us do on our leashes. Round and round and round we go, but not merrily, as Robert Shaw told us. In recent shows, we've been exploring the relationship between hierarchy, as structured by the global market, discipline, and its internalization, Bentham's logic of the will, the implementation of which is achieved by means of imposed scarcity, and rationalism, hijacked longing, excised feeling, dismissing the voice of the body, while subjecting the constructed facts given by power to the creative intelligence for dissection. Pondering these elements of control, we see that hierarchy requires us to be ever striving, discipline, likewise, rationalism, ditto, and as dissection is without end, our lives pass by unexamined. Ever strivingness implies a goal. Who determines it? We certainly are never asked. So who benefits by this ever strivingness, as the earth is abundant? And if the globe, macro and micro, was not tied up in a web of obligation, we just grow our own food then. Why can't we just do that now? I mean, it's easy to see what we need for a healthy life, and the resources exist for all of us to have it. The fact that, on the contrary, life is made a feat of endurance should clue us in that we're looking at a conscious plan